So this is actually a topic that many of you will run into in life. It's a topic that you'll need to know how to decipher through, because whenever there's false teaching, people are going to have some reason behind their false teaching. They're going to give you their examples, and sometimes they'll catch you off guard, and you'll be like, wait, so it's important that you know what you believe and that you can be able to engage in those conversations. About October of last year, I was preaching revival somewhere, and I went out to pass a flyer to someone who was standing outside the church. I passed a flyer to this lady, began to share the gospel with her, went through almost the whole plan of salvation. And I said the phrase, well, once you get saved, you're always saved. You don't have to worry about it. And she says, I don't believe that. And I said, okay. And she began to talk about how she doesn't believe that there's any teaching in the Bible that says that once you're saved, you're always saved. We'll be at a dialogue back and forth just a little bit. And she kind of is set in her way. She said she's been saved multiple times and all these different things. So the conversation ended, but then I wrote her this letter, and I'll read you the kind of the letter, and then we'll go through some verses on this topic. And I said, it was the lady's name was Mandy. I said, it was great meeting and talking to you yesterday. I'm thankful for the opportunity to be a Christian. Without Jesus, I don't know where I would be today. When I was young, I put my faith and trust in Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sin and for salvation. In regards to the topic of eternal security, I wanted to write this letter to you with a little more information. The main reason a person struggles with the topic of eternal security is that they lack understanding of what salvation really is. The idea that you can be saved and lose it, be forgiven then unforgiven, is a false teaching according to the Word of God, and there are many errors in this doctrine or this thought. See, a person has to understand that we didn't save ourselves, so we can't lose salvation because of ourselves. See, we're saved not because of ourselves, we're saved by Christ, and we don't lose it because of ourselves. Salvation is not based on anything we have done, and it's not based on anything we have maintained. Salvation is a gift and cannot be earned. Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We are all doomed if we could lose our salvation, because we would then have to work for our salvation. See, if we could lose salvation, we'd be constantly trying to maintain it. We'd be constantly trying to not lose it. So that's a main thought to that argument. But the Bible says our righteousness are as filthy rags. All the good we can do, all the good we do can never pay for our sin debt.
Right.
The Bible says in Romans 6, the wages of sin is death. According to that verse, in order to pay sin debt, our sin debt, we have to die. And that's talking about spiritual death, separation from God. But Jesus already paid that price when he died on the cross. When a person calls upon Christ for salvation, it is a one-time payment for sin. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Jesus himself said, you must be born again. He didn't say you need to be born again multiple times. There are no examples of people losing their salvation in the Bible. It's another. And then lastly, I said, in response to your statement yesterday, there's no teaching in the Bible about once saved, always saved. I would like to point you to a few verses. There are plenty more verses on this subject, but the root of this false doctrine comes from a lack of understanding what salvation is.
Right.
We would love to do a Bible study and kind of just talk to a little bit about what we could, if she could come to church sometime. But salvation, once you're saved, you're always saved. You see no examples in the Bible of someone losing their salvation. If we could lose our salvation, we'd all be in major trouble. Because then what do we base our salvation upon? We then base our salvation upon something we're doing to maintain it. So then we take from the work of what Christ did on the cross.
Right.
So the blood of Jesus wasn't good enough. That's what it comes down to. The blood of Jesus was good enough to save you the first time, but it wasn't good enough to save you from all your sins. So there's a lot of errors in the idea you can lose your salvation. But again, like I said, the root cause of this false doctrine is because people really don't understand what salvation is.
Right.
And we'll go through a few verses here in the next few moments. So the very first thing we'll see is the Bible says you can know that you have eternal life. God wants you to know 100%. 1 John 5:13, and you guys can take a picture of this list, or I can email it to you, or whatever, if you want to write them down. The Bible says you can know that you have eternal life. 1 John 5:13. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. How long does eternal life sound?
Forever.
So we see right off the bat, God wants you to know. He says that you may know that you have eternal life. God wants you to know that you're saved. If you could lose your salvation, you really can never know if you've lost it. There's no signal that says you have now lost your salvation. So then you're basing your salvation upon your mind. You're basing your salvation upon your thoughts mm-hmm. and not what something has been done with the work of the cross. But we see that God keeps his promises. Point number two, Titus 1:2, in the hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. Right. God promised eternal life.
Yes.
God cannot lie.
Right.
So, but God promised eternal life and we can lose our salvation. God lied. Mm-hmm. Therefore, everything's destroyed. We're all in big trouble.
Yeah.
But we see around that God cannot lie, and God's promised us many things. And we go through the Romans Road, you can go through all the verses about salvation. But what has God promised us? We see God, Jesus promised that you would never perish. Mm-hmm. In John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God promised that you will not perish if you believe on his Son. You get saved, you accept his Son as the free gift of salvation. He says you'll have everlasting life. How long does everlasting life go?
Right.
Everlasting. It's forever. It didn't say you'll have a period of time that says everlasting. It's always there.
Yeah.
Everlasting life. John 5:24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death to life. Everlasting life. You'll see that word several times throughout the Bible. But we see that Jesus promised everlasting life to those who call upon him for salvation. Those who accept his Son for salvation. What was Titus 1:2? God cannot lie. God promised us those things. We see that Jesus will not cast you out for any reason if you are saved. John 6:37 says, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out.
Mm-hmm.
God's not going to cast you out for failure.
Right.
He's not going to cast you out for messing up. He's not going to just get rid of you. The Bible says once you're saved, he's forgiven your past, your present, and your future sins.
Yeah.
And he says, I will in no wise cast you out. Jesus gave you eternal life, John 10:28. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Think about that. He says, I give unto them eternal life. If you're saved, he's given you eternal life. And it says, you shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck you out of her hand.
Mm-hmm.
See, that lady thought she could pluck herself out of God's hand
mm-hmm.
if she was saved. She thought she could get herself out of salvation because of her works. But the thing is, hey, God is greater than all of our sins. What he did on the cross is enough to forgive us, to forgive the whole world of their sins.
Right.
Forgive anyone of their sins. We cannot pluck ourselves out of God's hands. We see Jesus Christ will finish his work in Philippians 1:6. This is being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
He will perform what he did in you. He didn't say, well, Nathan, he got saved, but he's doing some bad stuff. Well, I'm not going to finish with Nathan.
Mm.
Right? No, Jesus Christ will perform the work he has done. The Bible, we'll see the next is, you are in Jesus' hand and no one can get you out.
Right.
We see that John 10:28b, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Jesus is talking here. No one will pluck you out of Jesus' hands. But then it goes even farther. The Father placed his hand over the sons, and no one is more powerful than him. John 10:29, my Father, which gave them to me, is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand.
Right.
Just to kind of give us just a, no one can pluck us out of Jesus' hand. Jesus is all powerful. Jesus is God. But Jesus goes farther with saying, hey, no one can pluck you out of my Father's hands. That we see, hey, my Father, which gave them to me, is greater than all. No man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. We're sealed. We're protected. No matter what we do, the devil can't get to us. The devil can't trip us up to say, hey, I caused that person to lose their salvation. We might fall. The devil wants to ruin our testimony, but he can never take our salvation. Jesus promised that you'll never die. John 10:11-26, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? See, if salvation was based on our works, we'd be dying every day. We'd be messing up every day. We'd be wrecked every day. We would never know for sure we were saved, because on our deathbed, think about this. If we could lose our salvation, I would have to get saved maybe how many seconds are in a day? I don't know. Every second I have to get saved because I am constantly making mistakes. Then you can ask the question, well, how much sin will cause you to lose your salvation? Is it one sin? Because we're always going to be sinning, so therefore none of us would ever be saved. Those are just some flaws in the idea. But Jesus promised that we've never died if you're saved. then we see nothing can separate you from the love of Christ. Romans 8 says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Yeah. Nothing can separate you from Christ
right.
and his love for you. He died on the cross for you. Nothing can separate you from that. And that's just a great strong verse there. And then we see we are a new creature in Christ. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Mm-hmm. We're born again. We're a new creature. It doesn't say we have to become a new creature every day or we have to be born again multiple times. No, Christ has done a work in you and you become a new creature if you are saved. You see, you're made righteous in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:21, for he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. See, it's not about our works that maintain salvation. God's made us righteous in him. See, it's never about us. It's all about what Christ did. We're a new creature through Christ. We're made righteous in him. We're not righteous in ourselves. Our works are as filthy rags. Our righteousness are as filthy rags. But we're made righteous in through the work of Christ on the cross and salvation. You are sealed with the Holy Spirit. Ethan, I think, read this verse, Ephesians 1, in whom you are also trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed, you are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. We see you're saved by grace through faith and not by works. Just two more verses. Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. The Bible always talks about one gift. It doesn't talk about multiple gifts that you have to receive. It talks about one.
Right.
If we lose our salvation, we'd have to be receiving that gift over and over and over again. But no, Jesus says, I give you this gift.
Right.
My son, Jesus Christ. He died on the cross. He paid the penalty of sin for the whole world. He wants to save you. And we see in first that the Bible says in the last verses, you are kept by the power of God.
Yeah.
1 Peter 1:5 says, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Salvation is not by your power. It's not by your strength. It's not by your work. It's by what Christ did, the work on the cross. And his power, God is powerful enough to keep you with your salvation. So there's a lot of Bible about what we could talk about. And we could go on and on. But those are just some of the main thoughts. And that lady, the problem, a lot of people believe they can lose their salvation. One, because they didn't really know what salvation was. That lady, she's been trying to maintain her salvation. Therefore, she's working for her salvation. This whole time, her whole life, she's like, well, I've been saved multiple times. And that's sad. You know why? Because she's never truly understood what Christ did. Salvation is you putting your trust and faith in Jesus Christ, repenting of your ways, repenting of your thoughts and saying, I was wrong. And the only way to heaven is Jesus Christ. He's the only one that can save me. Return from your works. You turn from your ideas and you put it into Christ and you call upon him and say, Lord, I'm wrong. You're right. Forgive me of my sins. I put my trust in you. You do that. Christ will save you and he'll do a work in you. You'll be made righteous in him. You'll be a new creature, be born again, and God will do a work in your life. But you might make a mistake. You might fail. But the Bible says a just man falls 7 times and he gets back up.
Right.
Many men in the Bible have failed. Peter failed multiple times. We never see it. He lost his salvation, right? Because once you're saved, you're always saved.
Right.
The Bible teaches that if you believe something else, you're going down the wrong road.
Mm-hmm.
Follow the Bible. Follow what the scripture says. Don't follow your own thoughts. Follow what the Bible says. And I'm thankful today that, hey, once I'm saved, I'm always saved. I don't have to worry about it. I can push forward. You can strive forward for the cause of Christ because God did a work in you. Always remember that. Remember, if someone says those things, always point them to the scripture because man always comes up with their own philosophy. But God's already given us his word and his truth. So thank you.
All right. Thank you, Zach.